Alexander McQueen was the rebel king of British fashion, a designer who reinvented the catwalk and created clothes that silenced his audience. Brilliant, offensive, beautiful, outrageous. He was the son of an East End taxi driver who took over one of the grandest fashion houses in the world. An anarchist whose astonishing rise was made possible by an even more outrageous companion.
They were just two kindred spirits. They were just as common and vulgar as each other.
What neither of them could have guessed was the cost of that journey. At the very moment it seemed he had everything, it ended. And the suicide first of the woman who had discovered him, and then of McQueen himself. This is a fable of fashion, a world that discards its past in an instant and drives its creators relentlessly in search of the next best thing. Lee McQueen's nightlife of acid house drag and knockoff couture was a world away from his first day job. He was a tailor on Mayfair's Savile Row. He'd started there at 16, an apprentice drilled in the craft of tailoring exquisitely cut suits for the aristocracy. There was one place in London that had produced almost every designer of note in Britain, from Galliano to Paul Smith. It was the competitive hothouse called St. Martin's College of Fashion. McQueen had left school at 16. He'd assumed he'd never get through the door as a student, so he went looking for work instead. McQueen came back a second time with samples of his tailoring and drawing. He was offered a place the same day. The apprentice tailor was now an MA student of fashion. As McQueen began his course, half a mile away in London, a fashion journalist was starting her annual search for new discoveries. Her name was Isabella Blow. Isabella was an aristocrat and fashion anarchist. She was lawless and irreverent. She'd been sacked from Tatler and American Vogue. But she also had a true eye for talent. She discovered a student hatmaker called Philip Tracy and used her contacts to launch him on the fashion circuit. In February 1992, St. Martin's held its MA graduation show, and the fashion journalist with the hawk eye was in the audience. Isabella decided she must have every piece in McQueen's collection. McQueen grew up in Stratford in East London, the youngest of six children. His father was a cab driver and his mother a teacher. Watching the birds of prey that nested on the estate and drawing the clothes and dresses they inspired was McQueen's childhood passion. Isabella Blow seemed to the world a woman of effortless wealth and privilege. She'd worked for Anna Wintour in New York. She'd partied with Andy Warhol. She flagrantly dropped the names of everyone she knew in society and fashion. In reality, Isabella's life was not all it appeared.
His grandparents lived a very glamorous lifestyle.
That life ended in scandal. Isabella's grandfather was accused of murdering his second wife's lover, Lord Errol, in Kenya. Though acquitted, he'd become a social outcast. He took an overdose of morphine and killed himself. The family land and fortune was lost. The house Isabella would have inherited was rented out as a boarding school. In McQueen, Isabella had spotted glamour in the unlikeliest of places. To launch his career, he needed a studio, but the only one he could afford was in a derelict district back in the East End. McQueen set up a bed behind a curtain in the studio and gathered a small team. Funding was courtesy of social services. At 24, McQueen staged his first fashion shows. He booked the only venues he could afford, dragging his small fashion audience to backstreet warehouses and using models who were cheap but full of attitude.